In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Have you ever experienced this situation, as I have many times, where you want something to happen, but it's just not coming on its own? And so you try to make it happen. And yet, all of your efforts to make your desire become a reality just results in a mess. Seems to make matters worse, actually. Does it sound familiar? Because it's all too common in my life. And we also have this in common with our first created ancestors, Adam and Eve. God created humanity in paradise, in complete union with Him, provided for their needs. They were given a commandment to stay away from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, a tree that was always intended for them to enjoy at some later time, like a 5-year-old who asks for the keys to the car. They just weren't ready. But eventually, at the proper time, Adam and Eve weren't ready for the tree of for the fruit of the tree. And through falling to temptation and disobedience from God and eating of the fruit of the tree, humanity broke communion with God and lost that paradise. And just as it was through a tree that the first Adam fell, so it was through the tree of life, or the tree of the cross, that Christ, the new Adam, reopened paradise to all of humanity. St. Chrysostom beautifully sums it up. Christ conquered the devil using the same weapons that the devil used against us: a virgin, a tree, and death. These tokens of our demise have now become tokens of our victory. Instead of Eve, there was Mary. Instead of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the word of the cross. And instead of Adam's death, the death of Christ. The cross is a powerful thing. I was struck by one of the hymns from Orthros this morning. From the perspective of hell, we sang, "O my ministers and my powers," hell is calling out to the other demonic powers, "who is this that has fixed a nail in my heart? A wooden spear has pierced me suddenly, and I am torn apart." How powerful. How powerful is this? And this wooden nail that hell was not expecting could tear it apart. And it's this reason that today, at the midpoint of Lent, we adore the Holy Cross of Christ. Another hymn that we sang this morning calls the cross the perfect redemption of fallen Adam. This is also our perfect redemption. For when Christ was crucified on the cross, He declared, "It is finished. It is fulfilled. It is accomplished." Everything needed for our redemption is accomplished through the cross. And the church gives us this reminder of what we are heading toward in our Lenten journey as a comfort and as an encouragement. We're halfway there. We have this victory ahead. Christ has accomplished our salvation through his voluntary death on the cross. And it was through his death that we are returned to paradise. We sing in the hymn, "Having beheld the resurrection of Christ," a bit further down, "Through the cross, joy has come into all the world. Through the cross, joy has come into all the world." And we are invited to enter into that joy. But we can't forget that first part, because that joy comes into the world through the cross. It comes through following Christ to his voluntary death. Christ challenges us, "Take up your cross and follow me. Whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." We are invited to put to death our passions, our disordered desires, to stop trying to create paradise for ourselves and enter into that paradise that God has created for us. It is far better than any sort of approximation that we might even dream up for ourselves. God's paradise is far greater than the paradise I imagine. And so why is this glorious and life-giving cross such a stumbling block, such a difficult thing? Well, one answer is that we tend to put all of these other things in the way. We place our own stumbling blocks there. It's not actually the cross. That's right. A few of my own stumbling blocks, I'll confess, that I've experienced over time. If I desire food more than health, then I overeat and I become overweight. If I desire rest more than anything else, I might ignore my wife, who has also had a long day, and let her clean the house on her own. If I only care for my own happiness, then any inconvenience, even the littlest thing that gets in the way of that happiness, ruins my day and the day for everyone around me. These are my own stumbling blocks. And yet, when I put God at the top of my list, not somewhere in the middle, or further down. But when God is at the top of my list, the most important, any of these difficulties in life become opportunities to turn to him, to find strength and peace and comfort in him. His strength, his peace, and his comfort become mine. We had Mother Melania speak at the Annunciation Tea yesterday. She did gave a wonderful talk. If anyone would like to revisit it, we did record it and post it on the live stream page. They also brought some items from their bookstore. And there's this little booklet, just this little thing, very short read. It's a beautiful reflection on all that Christ gives to us. It's called "This Is From Me," or "This Was From Me." And I'd completely forgotten about it until I saw it yesterday. And so I bought another copy because I don't know where mine went. But beautiful, simple, and short reflections on what it means to take up your cross and follow Christ. Hopefully we'll be able to get some for our bookstore so that it can be made available to everybody. And when that happens, I encourage you to get one. So as we prepare to receive the fruit of the cross, not the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, but the fruit of Christ's life-giving cross, the Eucharist, it's important to remember that we are coming into union with Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. There is no resurrection without first crucifixion. And so let us adore the cross as the means of our salvation, through which Christ conquered sin and death and restored the fallen nature of our humanity. And take heart in the remainder of Lent, because Christ ascended the cross for you, that you might follow him back into paradise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.